We saw last time we started talking about the sugi of in Hebrew mashmat, discipline and obedience. And it's a basic yisoy that has to exist in any house that is chinuch. And we saw, first of all, kama different nekudas in where it plays in the olam of chinuch. And then we started speaking about how to shtel levek. And we saw that mashmat, discipline, first of all, hagdoro, that is the ability that the child listens because the parent said. The child listens because the parent said. It doesn't make a difference what the inyan is. There's a musik that the child, even though it's rotzen, is right now to do something different. The parents told me, I do it, I listen. Listening, it's good listening. This ability to have the child is disciplined, is obedient. We saw it's say a tool in chinuch, and it's say a matara b'fnei atzma. It's a tool in chinuch, first of all, to run, say maybe m'sakim what we saw, to run an orderly house, which I need the ability that the children listen to a certain extent. Beis, not only is it an orderly house, part of being mechanech to different aruchim, different values, different mitzvahs, different hanhogas toivas, you need. If everything is constantly a fight, so it's vada, you're not going to be able to machanach to those in yonah. Right? Mitzad sheni, we are madgish, that itself is not going to be machanach. If a child listens to you because you said so, he doesn't necessarily know so that tefillah is a chashav azach. He did it because you said, you told him. We madgish that when you want to be machanach to the certain inyan, to the inyan that you want to be machanach to, if you have a child who listens, either naturally some children are very obedient, or a certain child you worked on, you got him to be obedient, you're going to have to be mashlim, chinuch, to the values, you're going to have to be mashlim at other times with hesber. You're going to have to explain. Tefillah is a good thing. It's not, you don't only daven because Tati asked you. You have to go after shtelavek to from tefillah. Torah, midas tovus, maisim tovim, b'chule. That's so that there's two things going on many very often. The maisa, we saw that the musig of having a child, stelling of the discipline, is a matar b'fnei atzma, we misakim very quickly what we saw. When a child has the musig of obedience and discipline, it first of all gives the child stability, yitzivus, gives him yitzivus. He has stability. He's not a person who could do whatever he wants, whenever he wants. He's controlled. He has kvius. He has consistency. He's able to have a consistency in life. He has boundaries. He has boundaries. And we saw there's also the foundation, the infrastructure, Bechlal to Kiyam Torah, Kiyam Torah Mitzvahs in Yerushalayim. The Agdor of Kiyam Torah Mitzvahs is this is somebody, you're a mitzvah, and you're also, this Yerushalayim is that you're not a boast. You don't control the world for carrot. This is the Ebishter. You constantly have to realize the Ebishter, you might be going against Ratzon Hashem. When a child learns discipline, he learns the Achno, he's in his developing years. He develops a musig of that there's a koyach, he's not in control. He's not in control of himself. There's all this hasikum abetz and what we saw. We started in the first half of last vat. We saw towards the end, and we saw how to accomplish this, and this was a chiddush that I want to be a little bit more marchev in today and say a lot of tanoim. We saw, so how do you accomplish? How do you accomplish mishmat? How do you accomplish obedience? How do you get a child to listen just because I said? We saw the Revolbe, he says that there's a big toys, and this toys again exists all over the place today. Ani b'soicham, toys means it's not only toys that we have b'deya, it's a toys b'foil, b'maisa, this is what we do. Is that usually, the way we accomplish it is we think we have to shaf, me'echetesi. Again, we're not talking about someone who wants to listen. I'm talking about right now, he doesn't want to listen. Avrami wants to clobber Yankee on the head right now. He got in his way, he wants to clobber. You know he doesn't want to listen to stop. Shandy doesn't want to go to sleep now. Shandy does not want to go to sleep now. From Shum Punabayfan, she does not want to go to sleep now. Mommy made schnitzel. I don't want schnitzel. They don't want. We're talking about something you don't want. So how do you get a child to listen? How do you get a child to listen? Because I said the child's going to listen. So Lavona Shitchis, again, is not only coming from Seichel. This is, in practice, this is what people at them do. Is they use other techniques. Einshim. They use. They say, okay, Shandy, if you don't go to sleep, I'm not going to play with your toy tomorrow. Yanki, if you don't stop clobbering, whatever I said before, is Yanki Tashimi, whatever. If you don't stop clobbering him, I'm going to take you and put you in the room. I'm going to make you go outside the house You're not going to be able to come into the house for 20 minutes. Sometimes the parents will hit. Hit. I'm going to slap you. Punch you. Many, many times. Again, the females usually choose this way. And the males also would scream. We scream. Start screaming. If you don't stop, what are you doing? Whatever you're screaming, you're calling names, just screaming very loud, stop right now. Really screaming. And that gets the kids to listen. Very often it does get the kids to listen. But again, is that mishmat? First of all, you haven't accomplished obedience because he didn't listen to you because of what you said. He listened to you because he's screaming so loud he has to stop or he's afraid of the oynish. And there's all the negative things that come again through tzaakas and oynish that we had spoken about in the earlier vata. So what Rav Olbe says, and this is a gili otzim to people, and we have to be marchem in it because even after I spoke about it, the first one to speak about it, everyone speaks about it, it still remains elusive to most parents, it still remains something that parents are not able to do, is that when a parent is consistently holds on to what he said to do, and the way we add it on is in a takif way, he puts his foot down and he says, this is what's going to be, Vihima. Yanki, you're going to stop hitting Shlomi now. You're going to stop hitting Shlomi. Tati said, you're going to have Shlomi, and you're going to stop hitting Shlomi. You see, some Hemshech, he might even take his hand and hold it firmly and say, we're going to stop hitting Shlomi. And that itself is going to work. That itself is going to work. Obviously, there's going to be a lot of tenoyim to this. We're going to talk about this tonight, a lot of tenoyim for this to be able to work. But this is the side of being in vain. This is 100%, if you do it the right way, this is 100% successful. Again, barring crazy circumstances. Why? So we started seeing, this is the a lot of soydas that we were speaking about. The Torah says that we think we need some trick to get the kids to listen. No. Be'etzim is all we have to do is play the role of a parent. Play the role of a parent in the right way. What is the role of a parent? What's the tafka of a parent? A parent is be'etzim somebody who is higher, stronger in a good way, not just someone who beat someone up, stronger. Stronger means he's representing what's right, and he knows what's right. The parent is the samchut, he's the authority. The child knows that. Right now, there happens to be an imut. Right now, there's friction because the child has a yetzahara. He doesn't know it's yetzahara, but he knows somewhere it's not something totally right. You know, he feels very much he wants to do something. And right now, there's a stira between what he wants to do and what's right. Yeah, so father is not going to very easily do what you want to do. But at the end of the day, deep down, the child knows that you're representing the tzad ha-tzedek and the tzad ha-nochayin, the mother and the father representing them. When you put your foot down and you say, this is what's going to be done, this has to be done, and you play the part of a parent, so the child eventually is nichnaf. Not this time, the next time, and usually if you have enough patience and you hold on, shtark, it's even this time, if you hold on long enough, you can hold on even against the temper tantrum. Maybe we'll talk about different times temper tantrum, it depends, maybe the kid. But even the biggest temper tantrum, if you do this, the child will eventually fall into place, will set the boundary. Why? What's the oymek in this thing? Because like I said, you are the samchut. You are the samchut. He knows that he is in be'etzim in your control, and he's supposed to be in your control. But to do this, and this is the hard part, you have to be totally playing your part. What's your part? Your part is the parent that's representing what's right. You need to be calm, and you need to be confident that you're in control. Your key word is in control. You are controlling him, and he's Betzim realizes he's Betzim controlled by you. But it's only if you're playing the part of someone who's in control. 99% of the time, we don't feel in control. And we feel the child's going to do whatever he wants. Yeah. So we need to create something of it. We need to scream. We need to hit. We need to do that. So we don't play. But Betzim, what we're doing, and this is the emes, it's a very sad emes, is that we create the bad lack of obedience of kids. The fact that kids, you might confess, you know, Halavai, my kids, Baruch Hashem, I think they're pretty good, but any lack of obedience that my kids had came from me and my wife. Came from me 100%, didn't come from them. We'll talk Behemshech, a kid is pure, a kid is not bad. We created it because repeatedly we did not act when the child was doing it, so we did not act as the one that's in control. And we, Be'etzem, lost our cool. We lost our cool, and Be'etzem, we showed the child that he could Be'etzem show, and we have to force him to listen to us by screaming, by threatening, by giving oinship. So Be'etzem, we create the lack of listening of a child. The child learns that Be'etzem is a musik, if you don't have to listen to him. But if we play the part, the musik is that what a parent says is right, not because I'm the most choshev, I'm the one who's right. I am, the parent's right. Yeah, a kid has to go to sleep on time. A kid has to go to sleep on time. It's a musik of a bedtime. The kid right now doesn't understand that this, of an art, we'll call it. Of a gadol, he understands, yeah, the parent. Yeah, you can't collab with your younger brother, you can't. Yeah, there's a musik that mommy can't make food for every single kid. You can't make separate food for every kid. Now, they're going crazy because I mamish hate schnitzel. Okay, say it. But they know the parent is representing the right thing. If we play the part, we stay cool and very firmly and consistently, we hold on to what we do. This is the recipe to mashmat. This is the recipe to obedience. Now, last time I said something, it means your mamish have to be whispering and stay cool. Okay? First of all, if the person's mamish, real meruchas nefesh, maybe he could, but love enough, you could raise your voice. There's a difference between someone talking very loud in an authoritative way and someone screaming. Screaming, you understand? Screaming, the pool of screaming is when you lost, you cool. That's why the person screams. When he's being attacked, he screams. When he's being on it, you could say in a very firm, loud voice, you could even say louder, Yankee, we're not doing that now. It's not screaming yet. You can do that. You can do that, it's fine, it's awesome. You're in control. What's telling control? You can tell your control. I can't tell you. You have to make it in control. We're going to see. We're going to have a recipe of things that make a person out of control. We're going to talk about that. Yeah. But if you're in control, the kid cops the box. He sees. He sees when the mother and the father are in control. They're confident that they're in the position of control, and that what they're going to get, what they want to get done, is the engine is going to get done. This is the recipe to Hashmat. Now, a few different things that we're going to talk about tonight that we need to speak out. One thing is right away, is Bacon and American Nakuda. Many people today and later, they think this is a Kneged Ava. The call is being strict. We're going to talk about again how often you do this. Say, to be strict to your child. Well, they think Ava means to give it to each child. And then she doesn't want schnitzel now. She doesn't want schnitzel. What am I going to do? At the end of the day, she doesn't understand about going to sleep on time. She's dying not to go to sleep on time. If I be strict, if I really be strict from head, and I said, Shandy, I'm not giving you no, and I stand there for 10, 15 minutes, and I don't let her go out of her bed, and I didn't hit her, I didn't do anything, I just stand there, and I don't let her go out of her bed, that shows I don't love her. There's no shaykhis. Forget, we're American, we have American problems. We have, being strict has nothing to do with Ava. We haven't talked about Ava, we keep on saying, we will talk about Ava, Bez Hashem. But in a healthy parent relationship, which you give Ava, Keseder, being strict is not any sort of contradiction to the Nekudah of Ava. Again, what being strict is, it's being a person who has a backbone. That's it. You stand of what you said. Care, a person without a backbone, a person who is a shmata, who he can't stand up for what's right. Being strict is standing up for what's right. And when you play all the parts right that we're going to talk about tonight, your child knows that. He doesn't feel hated in any certain way. He understands 100%. You just stood up for what's right, and you didn't let him step all over you. That's it. If Av is done, it has no shaykhs or shrik. I've thrown in my mind, it's not a problem we have. We put on our kids a lot what we went through. And since, by many of us, our parents didn't do this right, so the being strict wasn't just a pool of chinuchit. Being strict, like I'm going to talk about tonight, many times, many kids, sometimes in a way that was traumatizing. But many kids, the strictness came with a lot of personal attacks on the kid, hurting the kid, and hatred, maybe showing hatred to the kid. So by them, the sugi of strictness comes with sin. That's your problem. Work at your problems. Go to a therapist. Work at your problems. That's your problem. Because your parent didn't do it well, it doesn't mean your kid can't have anyone be strict. At the end of the day, we spoke about it. If you're not going to be this nekudah in power, you're handicapping your child. Besides that, you're handicapping your child. If a person doesn't have the ability to stand up what's right and stay firm and consistent, he's handicapping his child. By you and your parent, it didn't work together. You have to work it out. Your kids don't have to suffer. My mom was good. We'll talk about the name of Hemshit. A lot of times we put in our kids what we went through. It's not. That was our sugi. We have to be as Hashem. We start fresh. We start. Our kids will be okay. This is the first thing. Realizing strictness is not a steer at all. It's not even, not yesh li yashiv. It's not a steer b'chlal. Doesn't b'chlal encroach and infringe on any sort of lack of love. Well, but there's a lot of tenoy into this, and that's why this sugi is very hard. First tonight. The first tonight. We're gonna get back to this later on. We're gonna talk about criticism. The amount of times, again, we're talking about, again, there are kids naturally who are more obedient and there are easier things, but the amount of times, the thing that we're talking about obedience is specifically when there's a friction between the rutzen of the child right now and me. How often can I be mechanech my kid for obedience? So we have to realize very seldomly. Once or twice a day, could we really be strong and stark with him in the sugya of obedience? Maybe once or twice a day. We have to be memayit the amount of times that we start them. And this is very hard. Because naturally, a child does a lot of things wrong. A lot of things wrong. Saying the word wrong might be hard. Not right. Doesn't do it right. And the natural tendency is that we want to put our foot down on so many things. I'm going to read out now a little bit. Again, this is like the criticism. I'm going to read out now a Maisa. It's from Yaakov's book. Maisa Mechanech said over. Mechanech, one of the Mechanech that he works with. Seems like had a maisa that one of his family member of his said she failed him to get a kid doesn't know what it means to listen. There's no Muslim discipline. So come over to me for Shabbos. Come over to me for Shabbos. And more or less at the end of the Shabbos, the mechanech said, you know, you have to be Baruch HaGoyim. You should be Baruch HaGoyim. He said, you know, she said if your kid would listen to every single thing you told him, she would be way worse than you think it is. She would be. Kids are way off. So it says like this. Matar a little bit the matzav. He says he noticed how she had. This happens by us also. He says constantly you're telling her she's doing something wrong. Again, this is also negate the criticism. Not now. Listen to the tiur of a little bit when in the Shabbos. First of all, told her, scream at her. Kach lo yisoy gimdel. She don't. That's not the way you're supposed to close the door. Why are you sitting straight? Sit straight. Stop chewing your ponytail. Yeah? What are you playing with your fingers? Eat this. The Baal Bos gave it to eat this. Why are you drinking so much before they start eating? That's not the way you hold a fork. Yeah? In the afternoon, read something. Why are you stop sitting there? Why are you reading? Oh, all of a sudden she was reading something. She says, oh, what are you reading? He started saying there's already 10 or 12 things that the parent told the child. And this is Ma'isim B'chol Yoyim. It's Ma'isim B'chol Yoyim, the younger children. It's also Ma'isim B'chol Yoyim, that we're giving them Hayrois the whole time. The sugya we're talking about, we said, gave a mahalach how you could shtelavek obedience to a child. Yeah, you could shtelavek obedience to a child. At the end of the day, there's friction happening. We said the child understands at the end of the day because you're offended with this friction. A klal gadol, no one likes. When something's going against the rutzen, no one likes it. It's hard work. It's hard work for the child. The child only has so much energy. You cannot pick too many things. So what do you have to do on all the things that are not going your way? So we're going to talk about the hemshich. You have to have a lot of patience. It's not for tonight. You have to have a lot of patience. But even more important, don't lechatchila make it a demand. We demand and then we get it. No. You have to avoid when your child is doing different things that are be'etzem not what you want to do. You have to try to get around it in other ways. Try to avoid the whole friction. Mishmat is only ruined. People think, okay, so discipline is only ruined when there's something that I'm demanding, and then you violate it. Tati said you have to do this, you violate it. If it's not a demand, if it's something, even if you say, I wish Tati would like it, this would be a moment, but it's not a demand, so then there's no. You have to sit down. You and your wife, it could be depend on the kid, it could depend on the house, it could depend on a lot of things. You have to pick one or two things, maybe with each kid. What are the one or two things I'm going to put my foot down? These are the sugis that I'm going to put my foot down. These are the things. The rest of the things, they're beautiful things if they work out, but they don't. That's what we have to be mukha to do that. It's very hard for us. We're going to talk about that. This will give me this savlonis, not tonight. We're going to talk about it yet. You have to work on your savlonis. But a tenai for this to work cannot work the sugya, even of being firm, even you do the way you do it, if you're asking for a lot of things. If you're asking for a lot of things, don't ask for a lot of things. Aleph, Beis, the thing that you do decide to ask for can't be tevas to merubah. The thing that you do decide to put your foot on, One of the things, people, a lot of people say, oh, I always dreamed my Shabbos table. We could talk about Shabbos table is one of the most casualties, tremendous casualties of the Shabbos table. But Shabbos table, my kids should sit with me and there's a Shabbos table. A Shabbos table, by a regular person, is about 2 hours. Like 2 hours. Think how many kids have to sit for 2 hours. It's a sugar to think. Everyone would say, oh, my thing is, I'll let you do everything, but you have to sit at my Shabbos table. But most kids, it's a manasha talarakia. So you're going to put your foot down on something that it's going to be too grinding for the kid. So you're setting up failure. You have to be smart. For carrot. Befrat, when you're working for a kid who's not so obedient, befrat. You should dafke taka, put your foot down on the most simple things that he could do. Because the lumdus of the sugya's mishmari is that you listen to me because I said. It doesn't really make a difference how big the thing is that he doesn't want to do. If he doesn't want to put his foot down right over here, he doesn't want to sit at this point. You also ask him to do that and let him do it because you said. You teach a mishmat. The point is we have to minimize the amount of things that we're putting our foot down. We're being dairish. And the toichin of the thing that we're being dairish has to be something that's not so great. Okay. Let's go further. Now we're going to start getting into the real problems we have. Midas. Again, Linyanenu. By the way, if we talk about Midas, it's Yadua. It's not my chiddush. After knowing all the seidus of chinuch, it kemat won't help you if you don't work on your midas. All the seidus of chinuch can be beautiful, but if our midas, our bad midas come out, then we're not going to go to your machanech. And kayadua, the biggest nisyonis on our midas is parenting. Also read out. It's a live thing. It's a little bit starker. Child's writing something, whatever talk he's talking about, the parent complimented him, read positive reinforcement. He goes behemshich, he says, the ikar problem, reason why my parent wasn't a good parent, my parent, his Rebbe, also, yeah, was because of bad meters. Yeah. So he says like this, it's like, it's unbelievable. Yeah. Eishayim harbe horim atzmaniyim kasanim. People in impatience, they're upset, they're angry. Yeah. And motzim shiel adam, they want to have kids. But in them koyach v'savlamas b'shvil. Oz, in motzim aleim is kol akas v'atzabim. They're the place where I take out. Listen, this is the line I want. This is the line I want. Hayoyim is what the kids write. Kol yeled yodea, every kid knows. Shlefnei shu poinu lahayrov, before he turns to his parent for something, anything, utzorach koydim livdoik maha matzav ruach shalem. So every kid knows this. Every kid knows that the key to your parents is to figure out if they're in a good mood or not in a good mood. But chas v'shalom to start with your parents. Be'ezid yel, now he goes on to his rabbis. Be'ezid yel ve'edeh shetach ma'oy lizar me'a rabbi me'a amora me'a ma'atzmaniyim. He says this is a secret code by all the kids. They know the aleph bases that everything's going to tell you whether my parents are in a good mood or a bad mood. Midas is so much mashpia b'chalal m'chinech and b'frat arsavim. Now this is a very chashav nakuda. The sugya that we spoke about, when we're saying that you're putting your foot down and being shricked, it only works if the parent has in mind one thing, the chinuch of the child. If I'm going to put my foot down, I'm going to be iron. We said you're going to be iron. You're not going to give up. And sometimes you're going to hold the kid's hands hard. You're going to hold the kid's hands. You're going to say, Yanki, you're not going to hit Shloimi. You're going to hold it hard. It's only when you put your foot down, if the kid feels that you have one thing in mind, you want the kid to do what's right, and you're not going to let him take advantage of the fact that he's screaming, and you're going to give in, you're not going to be nichna, you're standing up for what's right. But if there's any other interest, if there's any personal interest involved, you lost the whole thing, and that's the problem, because it's a matter. If any personal thing gets involved, then the child thinks all of your toughness and all of your forcefulness and your firmness is all a personal thing against him. Not for sure, but many times this is the way it happens. You haven't done chinuch, you haven't done anything mashmat. The reason why he has to do it isn't because you're presenting the right thing, it's because you're presenting what you want. Not because you're presenting the right thing. That's not chinuch to obedience, that's not chinuch to nothing, that's chinuch to Mayor Warsaker, I control the world. We have many midas. We have many, many midas that get into involved. And let's speak out a few of them. We'll always speak out a few of them. Many, many midas that get involved. We'll just mention a few. Kina, kas and kavod. Kina, very, very often one of the ikar things that instigate, that initiate our pulis of chinuch, of things that we saw by other children. We saw in another family how nice the kid sat. We saw how they nicely sat by the Shabbos table. We saw millions of things, and of course every kid is different, but we don't remember that. If that's the reason why we're asking, if that's the reason why we're telling our kids, soif, soif, it's not coming from you. It's coming from kinuch. It's coming from kinuch. It's not going to work. This mishmat is not going to work. It might work, but yidduch is more mechanech mishmat. Kid might listen to you, but he won't mind a shmat. You won't mind it. Your kid could feel, and a lot of times he even knows that you saw it, but even if he doesn't know, even if you only know you saw it by another kid, it's not coming because you're telling him to do the right thing. It's because it's coming, you want your kids to be like Yana kids. COVID. And this person has to be buried himself. Anytime you have an audience, there's a big yitzhar for COVID. Anytime there's guests, somebody, all of a sudden, all kinds of things of chinuch come out that you never asked the kid to do. All of a sudden, you start putting your foot down. The kid knows it. Of course he knows it. He feels it. He feels it. Even if he doesn't chap, he's not so perceptive, yeah? Aber is not so observant. Aber, he feels vibes. You're not doing it because this is the right thing, that's the right thing. You would either be mavater, you're a softy, you would be mavater yourself, aber. You're standing up because you're embarrassed or you want to look good in front of somebody. COVID. And kas, like we said, kas is probably a local one. How many times are we stopping? But kas. Kas because of this, kas because of that, or hard day yeshiva, the Rish Chabur, got you upset for Seder. Yeah. All kinds of reasons. You're kas, you're bakas. You're kas. If a person's bakas, it's a kal gadol, he cannot be mechanech to mashmat at that point. What should he do in mechanech? We have to talk about it. Sarki in gadol. What should he do? Maybe he's part of mechanech. Well, he's bakas. I don't know, what could he do? The kid's doing something that doesn't make sense. I don't know. The Torah in Gadol. Of a real chinuch, actually, a person marats himself, he gets cold himself, he gets cool himself. You can't be mechanech. A person's atzpani, we call it. Atzpani just means, in our terms, means a mood. How many times, like you said, are we just, especially said before the Shabbos table, a person schwitzed the whole week. He comes, he wants a little bit of menuchas. This is one of the biggest reasons for Shabbos table. He wants, I guess we call it the rule of Murphy. They call it Murphy's Law. Every time you want to be quiet at Shabbos, the kids are acting up. It's always happening. It's one of the most things that's old to bring friction. The parents are dying for menuchas and nefesh, not because of the chinuch of the kids. I face it, it's not because of the chinuch of the kids. You might also want the chinuch of the kids, we're not impatient. Your kids feel it. Your kid's acting up, yeah, they're fighting about the seats. Every time they fight about the seats. It's ridiculous, it doesn't make sense. But they know at the end of the day, you're not putting your foot down now because you're chinuch. They know because you right now can't, you don't have any patience. You don't have any patience right now. You need quiet, and that's it. You're not in the mood. You need a little quiet. My mom was good, another my mom was good. What was speaks about this? You have to be normal. A person's allowed to have his own quiet, but there's nothing to do with chinuch. What does it say, a person? My wife, a person sometimes needs their own quiet. A person's allowed. It's an exception. It can't be. No one's mamlus. It should be less than happen. But you're human. If sometimes a person, he calls it ezurisha, you know, emergency. A person needs pasha quiet. He's allowed a louder. I'm saying, but he's just don't dress it up with chinuch. Don't say it's chinuch. If you scream or you do that, you're a normal human person. Your kids might understand it. If it doesn't happen too often, there's an exception. Your kids might understand it. But when you start dressing up as chinuch, that's garnished. You start saying, you could say, okay, yeah, I'm very tired now, I'm not because of the chinuch, but I need quiet now, you know, I need quiet now, say, don't dress it up with chinuch, don't dress up with chinuch, that's the Rishana, say, okay. But chinuch, we can't have other things that are involved, the other things that are pushing, because then it's not that I'm going to shtelavek mishmat. Maybe two more things, I wanted to speak about a little bit, an einish, a little bit, maybe two more things. There's a big, when we're putting our foot down for what we said, when we're putting our foot down to what we said, and sometimes when we reinforce it with an ultimatum, I didn't speak about that yet, but sometimes there is a musig of a gavul, that you reinforce it, it's hemshech of this, there's a yitzahara of an mensch, pashuk of cold control, it's a yitzahara of control. This is extremely dangerous. We just said the ikar tool that a parent is using, be'etzim shlita, he's using shlita, he's be'etzim to show the person I'm in control, but you're in control when you're representing what's right, when you're representing tzedek, when you're representing Hashem's side, representing what's supposed to be. But what can very often get involved is shlita. A person enjoys control. And when he has someone he can control, and he could be mevate his control, it's very dangerous. Now, anyone who thinks that they don't have this control doesn't know themselves. Control is a very enjoyable thing. Ayin sham, ayin, few makaris, you have a person who has a secretary, very often. It's unbelievable how a person could love and eventually take tremendous advantage of the person. There's someone who they control, Pasha, someone who they control. The people take advantage of the person in many different ways. They hurt the person. I always say, you look at the Ethiopians in yeshiva, in charge of the coat room, there's rules. If you come 9 o'clock, they clean out the coat room, everything goes into the... If you come 5 minutes late, try to catch the... If you come 5 minutes late, past the time, you say, oh, you took my safer, we'll go crazy on you. What's the chat? He has control of something. He has episode control. It's something that he controls. It's a shlita. Everyone loves shlita. Kolsha came when you have a lot of power. One of the biggest things of kids, this is by parents, this is by rebbes, this is by teachers, we have a certain shlita over them. When the shlita gets involved, when the shlita starts getting, the shlita gets involved, and avada, we ruin the chinuch. We ruin the chinuch befrat when it gets into the chiluk alayinish. We have to worry, we have to be very careful for the chiluk of the shlita. At last, and I'll finish with this, there's a few more things I wanted to finish, but I couldn't. But the last nakuda will say is that the reason we're bringing out, the reason why most of us are not matzliach is, like I said, at the end of the day, is that we think it's not going to be successful. And we really, really never tried this. We never really tried this. We never really performed this in the right way. Husband, the Isha and the Isha, we are convinced that the mice, when the kid's screaming, and it's not, I'm not going to be able to shtelevek seder over here without screaming. When we scream the right way, or we hit, or we threaten, or we do something that's right. So a lot of times it gets the job done. But we lose our control because gufa, we don't have confidence in ourselves. But we never really try to do it. We have to realize 100% that everything is totally in our control. If we mechanech the right way, if we parent the right way, the kids will learn obedience. There are some kids that are harder than others. You can talk to them, you have specific questions, you can talk to people. But we have to have confidence in our ability to do that. If we play the part, this is what will happen. But it's betanai. There are more loisa says that we have to talk about. But it's betanai that we have to make all these loisa says. We have to make sure that the above things are not being done. When there are other things, other interests get involved, then yeah. This is not neto chinuch. It's not neto chinuch. Yeah, it happens. We're a human being, it happens. But this is the correct seder. When we do this, we play the part of somebody who is just representing what's right and just holding on what's right. This is the perfect ingredient. It's 100% patuach, that it's matzliach. It's matzliach. It's shtelzevek mishmad. And like we said, it's not a stiwi bechlal to chilek of ava. It's teaching the child boundaries, teaching the child the right thing, teaching the child. This is self-discipline. This is the emissary to his other. The things that you're not...